an area close to where I'm standing right now, actually.
A series that has garnered a lot of speculation, a lot of love. People have...
And it's sat there ever since, looking more and more neglected and abandoned with every passing year, which is a shame, really, because it's such a prime piece of real estate. And it's, too, an iconic heritage-listed building that's played a significant part in Perth's history. So over the weekend, the WA government announced that it had chosen its preferred proponents to redevelop the site, Australian Capital Equity and Mindaroo Group. They'll be putting in more than $200 million over the next 4 years. And if you want to check out their plan, you can see some of the pictures on the ABC Perth's Facebook page. Anne-Marie Ferguson is the chair of the East Perth Community Group and joins us this morning. Anne-Marie, it's lovely to chat with you. When I look at these plans, I can still see the shell of the power station there. That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and it's actually a magnificent space with lots of natural light, so it's a very exciting day for the East Perth community and also for the rest of Perth and indeed WA. It's a visionary project that we really need at this time.
The heritage is key, isn't it? The idea of holding on to some of the old?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's clear in the intent of the project. And there's room really for residential, recreational, and we hope some cultural features to that venue to make it a destination in and of itself. I'm actually looking back from Optus Stadium at the moment, and it really is quite an impressive facade. You know, based on the designs to date, there's clear intention to retain, you know, the heart of what exists and also retain a connection to, I think the Premier called it, the social history of the area, which we're also very excited about.
I can see as I look at it that there are shops, restaurants, water taxis, which is something that's I love the idea of, but it's never really worked before. Is that sort of what you were hoping for, that blend of, you know, commercial and also, you know, I guess, retail?
Oh, well, it's certainly commercial retail. We'd also love to see some cultural features. Mr. Strait's own collection would look gorgeous in some of those very well-lit spaces on the riverfront. Of course, that's a decision for him, but we'd really like to see it as a destination beyond shopping. I think that I love a good shop as much as anybody else, but someone wrote on our Facebook page yesterday, you know, it's been very much the missing tooth in a Swan River smile. And I think, you know, for that reason, we'd really like to see something that's clearly going to be visionary, but also connect to certainly the historical social fabric, but also the contemporary fabric, and perhaps post-COVID-19 provide an opportunity for emerging artists and creators, as well as for the core components of the business side of the venue.
It's 7:20 and we're talking to Anne-Marie Ferguson, who is the chair of the East Perth Community Group, on the back of the announcement over the weekend that the government is giving the role of developing the East Perth Power Station over to companies that are headed by Andrew Forrest and Kerry Stokes. And that's why you make the point about let's hope that Mr. Stokes wants to put some of his private collection in there, because he has amassed some significant work over time. What would be some of the things that you would like to see in there that he owns at the moment?
Well, you may not believe this, but I actually had a dream that the Rothschild prayer book was sitting in the middle of the East Perth Power Station, spotlit from above. So, I mean, that could work.
Isn't it? Did you really dream that?
That was last night, actually. It was a late night. But seriously, I mean, Mr. Stokes obviously has a significant Indigenous art collection as well, and the precinct has a long-standing Noongar history and indeed a contemporary Aboriginal history that we'd love to see reflected in the cultural elements of the facility. So, you know, again, I wouldn't presume with someone's private collection that he's known to have a magnificent Indigenous art collection as well, and some wonderful contemporary art. So, but to be honest, we'd love to say thank you to Mr. Stokes, also to Mr. Forrest, to the Minister, Minister Wyatt, the Premier, those at Development WA. They took a few residents on a tour just a few weeks ago, and everyone was blown away by the scale and the marvellous natural light in the venue, and really the best idea that's come outside that consortia and indeed government has been, you know, maybe it could be a good BMX track. And, you know, all respect to BMX riders, but we're absolutely delighted that such a visionary project is set to transform not just the power station, but this part of our city that has increasingly become the centre of gravity and people population, which is the other thing we need with the residential component of that development.
Let's hope dreams come true, Anne-Marie.
Well, we've got a really good feeling about this one, and I think we've got the A-team on it, which is the critical success factor, and certainly post-COVID-19, this sort of project is critical and absolutely essential for younger Western Australians. And, you know, as I said, we have every optimism it will proceed with Minjaroo and Australian Capital Equity on board and with the support of government. So, happy as clams we are this morning.
Anne-Marie Ferguson there. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. Dream well tonight as well. The chair of the East Perth Community Group. We're going to be talking sport with Corbyn.